Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Jim Holbin in studio. He is an aging life care specialist with Lutheran Social Services. And we have Carmel Fromke. She is the aging life services team lead for Lutheran Social Services. And Jim and Carmel, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to talk about this new program, the Daybreak Respite Care Program. But first, Jim or Carmel, for those who are, you know, curious what Lutheran Social Services is and what you guys do, would you mind explaining what that is?
Yes, we provide social services for individuals. We have a wide range of services, anything from senior independence to RSVP services to senior companion and volunteer companion, as well as aging life care services for adults and individuals with disabilities. We also provide a wide range of other services for individuals across the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, Lutheran Social Services has been around for 100 years. So we're really proud of our history in North Dakota. And we really work to promote well-being and wellness among all populations from birth to death.
Absolutely. And having done that for 100 years, I think Lutheran Social Services safely knows exactly what they're doing. And this new program being rolled out in our area, the Daybreak Respite Care Program. Jim, I don't know if you want to take the lead on that and kind of explain what that program is for us.
Yes. Daybreak is a brand new program that we've started here in the Jamestown area. We're in the Legacy Center, and we will have services on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. On Tuesdays, we have services from 9 to 1, and there is an option for lunch on Tuesdays. And on Thursdays, we're open from 2 to 5, but we also do this by appointment. So we will do this in an individual's home by appointment. Perfect. Or at the Legacy Center.
Right, right. And Carmel, I think this is something that LSS has been working on for some time, right?
Yes, we've been working on getting this up and running. Aging Life Care Services, which is care coordination for seniors, has been around since 2015. And we're really trying to diversify and add services to caregivers who are caring for someone in their home, or it could be a friend, a neighbor, a family member. And we really wanted to provide some support for caregivers. And so respite is really just an option to give the caregiver a break. It could be someone caring for an adult child, a parent, a spouse, or even someone who provides care for a neighbor. And we really need to focus on the needs of the caregivers. The caregivers provide unpaid support to the person they're caring for. And so we want to have an option to offer them a break.
Again, we have Jim Holbin and Carmel Fromke joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, discussing the new Daybreak Respite Care through the Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota. Jim, is there any criteria that somebody needs to meet in order to receive the respite care through LSS?
They can be eligible for Medicaid.
Okay.
Or they can go ahead and private pay, be involved in the program.
Okay, perfect. And now there's a lot of things that are involved in this with this as well too, Carmel. It looks like there's a bunch of different programming that comes through respite care.
Yes. So really what we are going to be focusing on are like physical activities that individuals can participate in. And that could be chair exercises, kind of indoor bowling, just things to get the body moving. Could be things like yoga. We're also going to focus on social engagement. That could be cards, games, arts, crafts, holiday parties, things like that. Also things that will kind of sustain the soul and improve a person's well-being could be reminiscing, watching movies, doing arts and crafts, maybe some cooking or painting, things like that. There'll be things to promote cognitive functioning and new learning activities. Could be storytelling, board games, things like that, and really spiritual activities as well. you know, spending time in nature or listening to nature, planting flowers, things like that really help individuals connect with who they are and what their interests are.
Excellent. Jim, did you want to add to that?
Yes. We also wanted to make sure that we cover all areas of learning when we are providing this program and can connect with the individual at all levels and assist them in learning or remembering things that maybe had happened to them in the past and maybe would evoke an emotional response.
Excellent. Yeah. And again, you know, it's for those, you know, aging or disabled adults. Giving these caregivers a break. And I guess, Jim, when it comes to this service, at least in the Jamestown area, do they have to be in Jamestown to receive this care through LSS?
And no, they could come if they're coming to town for a medical appointment or if they're coming to town just to do some shopping and they needed a little bit of a break while they're here in town or they needed somebody for their family member or to stay with while they're at those appointments, then we can go ahead and provide that service either on Tuesdays and Thursdays or by appointment.
Excellent. And I guess kind of going along with that too, Jim, it looks like you are asking that advanced reservations do happen. It'll help out LSS make sure they get the right caregivers when they need to, right?
That is correct, yes.
Perfect. So again, Jim Holbin and Carmel Fromke joining us here on Let's Talk About It with Lutheran Social Services talking about the Daybreak Respite Care Program, a program by Aging Life Care. So this is going to be in Jamestown, like Jim said, Tuesdays and Thursdays, or by appointment at the Legacy or in-home, it looks like. Is there anything else you guys want to mention before we give contact information about getting this program?
Well, I think one thing that makes Daybreak unique is that it is a small group setting, and it's offered in an environment that's not a nursing home facility. So that may be more comfortable for some individuals that we serve. We're really focused on individualized care to the guest that we're serving or the person receiving care, offer fun, structured activities to promote well-being. And you don't have to have a caregiver in order to access our services. We will accept adults who are just wanting more structured time to their day as well.
Excellent. Jim, anything else you'd like to add in there?
We're at $20 an hour for Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then the individual appointments are at $28 an hour. But like I said, we do accept Medicaid and private pay also.
Right. You want to make it's available to those who need it.
Right.
It's affordable.
Yes. It's affordable. Yeah. Yes.
So Jim or Carmel, if anybody has questions or they want to make the advance reservations for this or just want to even learn more about the Daybreak Respite Care, what are some ways you would encourage them to reach out?
They can look at our website at www.lssnd.org/aginglifecare, or they can contact me at 701-271-3295 or Carmel at 701-271-3232.
Excellent. So give them a call, visit their website, lssnd.org/aginglifecare, or give them a call like Jim said. Jim or Carmel, anything else you guys want to mention before we wrap up?
I would just like to say the benefits to the caregiver are really important. We know, I just read a stat recently that more than 50% of caregivers experience clinical depression, and respite really gives the caregiver time to re-energize. It really helps to take care of themselves so that they can offer better care to the one they're caring for.
With that, caregivers sometimes can feel depressed, they can feel stressed out, and it's important to be able to manage that stress. And one thing that Daybreak offers is it offers them that opportunity to go ahead and manage the things that are maybe causing them a little bit of stress as a caregiver.
Yeah, well, when an individual is a caregiver, sometimes it's easy to overlook our own needs. So
that's correct. Yeah, we've got to be able to take care of ourselves before we can take care of somebody else.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, Jim and Carmel, thank you both so much for joining us and talking about the Daybreak Respite Care through LSS. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.